Chapter 1. The Research on Human Beings. Word List. Appearance. Bald. Beautiful. Blonde. Cheerful. Curly hair. Cute. Easygoing. Evil. Friendly. Fat. Funny. Generous. Get on well with. Handsome. Hazel. Headscarf. Helpful. Honest. Jealous. Lazy. Liar. Nervous. Nice. Outgoing. Personality. Plump. Punctual. Rude. Polite. Selfish. Shy. Slim. Smart. Clever. Straight hair. Stubborn. Trust. Ugly. Well built. Young. Expressions.
What does she look like?
She is very beautiful, with brown hair and brown eyes.
What is she like?
She is cheerful and outgoing.
What can you say about your personality?
I'm very shy.
What does she like doing?
She likes going out with her friends. She has got curly hair. She is slimmer than me. I'm more cheerful than Mert.
Chapter 1. The Research on Human Beings.
Arnold looks at the space shuttle. He is scared and shocked. He can't move. The space shuttle sinks into the ocean. An alien starts walking on the water. It comes closer and closer. Arda can see it better now. The alien is red and has got two antennas on its head. It is taller than a human being. It is slimmer than a human being, too. It has got very big black eyes. It stops in front of Arda and makes a sound. It's like the buzzing of a bee. Arda can't understand it. The alien raises its hand and touches Arda's head. Arda feels something in his head. Something is flowing from his mind to the alien's mind. It's information. Information of language. Finally, the alien puts its hand down.
Hi, my name is Enigmatic. I come from Messier 87.
Messier what?
Messier 87. It's my hometown.
What do you want?
I want to see your planet and learn about it.
Are you friendly?
Enigmatic thinks for a few seconds.
Yes, I am. What about human beings? Are you friendly?
Arda starts thinking. Are human beings friendly to other living species?
People cut down trees. People harm animals. People fight and make wars.
Well, human beings can be dangerous. We harm plants and animals. We even harm other people just because they are different from us. So can we say humans are friendly? I'm afraid humans can harm an alien too. Arda thinks about all these, but he is so scared, so he lies.
Sure, we are friendly. We are very, very friendly. We are also nice, generous, easygoing, and honest.
Enigmatic smiles.
We are very, very friendly. Nice, generous, easygoing, and honest too.
Arda is confused. Can he believe Enigmatic? The alien seems honest, but Arda looks like an honest person too. I'm lying. Humankind isn't very friendly to other species. So maybe Enigmatic is lying too. I shouldn't trust it yet, he thinks.
Are you alone? Where are your friends?
It's summer holiday now. They are at home. Only I'm here because of an exam.
When will they come back?
Next week.
Great. You and I can know each other better in a week, and then you can introduce me to your friends. So, tell me about yourself. What can you say about your personality?
A. Fill in the blanks with the words in the boxes.
Arda thinks about his personality. He makes his teachers angry because he never obeys the rules. He never changes his mind. He wants to do something, then he just does it. So he is stubborn. Also, he can sometimes lie to his friends, teachers, and parents. So he isn't very honest. He found a treasure on Magnific Island, and he didn't share it with his friends. All his friends said, "You are a very mean and selfish person, Arda." But Arda thinks it isn't true. Maybe he isn't perfect, but he loves animals so much, and he took the treasure to help ill animals. So, he thinks he is helpful. He also likes his appearance. He is handsome with brown hair and hazel eyes. Arda doesn't tell the alien the truth about his problematic personality. He lies and says he has a good personality.
B. Arda wants to show that he has got a good personality. Which words below can he use? Circle them.
After lying about his personality, Arda asks Enigmatic about its personality.
What about you? What can you say about your personality?
The same as you.
Arda doesn't say anything. Then he looks at the alien. It seems honest. We're alone at the beach, and he didn't attack me, right? He thinks. I can have an alien friend. Isn't it great? Maybe it has superpowers, too. I shouldn't be so scared. He looks at Enigmatic and thinks he should give it a chance.
You shouldn't tell anyone that I'm an alien. Can you keep it secret, please?
Oh, but I don't know. I can't lie to them about such an important thing.
Enigmatic looks sad.
But they can be afraid of me. They can attack me. I don't want human scientists to do experiments on me. I'm new here, and I'm afraid of human beings too. Can't we keep it secret for a while, please?
Arda looks at its red skin and antennas. He laughs.
I'm sure they will understand that you aren't a human. You don't look like a human being. We can't keep it secret.
You're right. I'm much more handsome than you. They can understand it.
Arda's face turns red, but he doesn't say anything.
I must change my appearance then.
Arda is shocked.
What? Can you change your appearance?
Sure, can't you?
No, I can't.
So tell me, what should I look like?
C. Which of the following can be the new appearance of Enigmatic? Tick.
Well, I think you should be a male, have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Oh, I searched for human appearances in the space shuttle. I saw a picture just like this.
Enigmatic changes its appearance.
How about this? Do I look like a human being now?
Arda looks surprised.
Maybe you should have a different appearance.
Why? Am I ugly?
No, you aren't. You are handsome, but that's the appearance of a famous person. People can understand that there is something wrong.
Okay, what should I look like then?
This time be a female. Maybe you can wear a hat. Be a beautiful woman with brown eyes.
Enigmatic changes its appearance again.
You made a mistake. This isn't a hat. This is a headscarf.
I don't understand. Do I look bad?
You look nice, but you can't use this appearance either.
Why?
Because you look like a woman in a famous painting.
All right. What should I look like now, then?
Be younger.
Younger? What do young people look like?
Young people are like me.
Oh, okay. How about this, then?
Enigmatic changes its appearance.
What? No, you can't look like this.
Why not? This appearance wasn't on the internet. I'm young and short, and I have nice brown hair.
But that's my appearance.
Why can't I look like you?
Every human being has a different appearance. You can't look like someone else. You should have your own appearance. What do you want to look like?
Well, I want to look nice. People shouldn't be scared of me. What do you think about this appearance?
Enigmatic changes its appearance.
Oh, you are young, plump, and bold. You have big blue eyes.
Do I look scary?
I don't think so. You look cute.
Great!
Enigmatic and Arda spends time together every day. And Arda trusts him more now. They get on well with each other. Finally, Arda decides to keep Enigmatic secret for a while because he likes him.
1 week later.
Arda and Enigmatic are waiting at the port.
I'm very excited. Do you think your friends will like me?
Sure, why not?
Tell me about them. What do they look like? What do they like doing? What are they like?
Arda takes out his mobile phone. He enters Facebook and he shows Enigmatic his friends' profiles.
Student in Magnifique. Yasemin.
I'm hardworking, smart, and honest. Here is my report card. Isn't it great? I can go cycling every day in summer now. Hooray!
Wang Shu.
I hate summer holidays because I miss my friends so much. Normally, I'm a very talkative person, but now my friends are far away. So, I write in my diary every day. It makes me feel better.
Georgia.
I donated my pocket money to the World Health Organization. I can't buy anything this month, but it's okay. I like helping people. I can't spend money, so I sit at home and watch TV every day. It's a bit boring. Any movie suggestions?
Vavara.
My cousin's wedding party is next week. I must give a speech, but I'm very excited. What should I do? Any ideas?
Would you like to read a book about being more outgoing?
I love reading so much. I read books like that every day, but it doesn't work. Oh, why am I so shy? That's very bad.
Tim.
We are out with friends again. It's so much fun.
Colin.
I was a lazy person, but now I'm more sportive. I go to the gym every day. I'm plump now, but I think next year I can be slim.
D. Look at Facebook profiles on pages 16 and 17 and fill in the table below.
At that moment, the ship arrives at Magnifique, and the students get off. The port is very crowded, but Arda sees his best friend.
Yasemin!
Arda, you are here!
Varvara, Colin, Tim, Georgia, and Wang Shu are behind Yasemin. They also smile and run towards him.
We are happy to see you.
We missed you, Arda.
Yes, we missed you so much.
They hug each other, and Enigmatic joins them. A few minutes later, Yasemin notices Enigmatic.
Who is he?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't introduce him to you. This is Enigmatic. He came here last week, and we get on well with each other. Can he join us this year? He can be our friend too, right?
Is he a new student in Magnific?
Yes, he is.
Tell us about his personality, Arda. Is he smart?
Arda wants his friends to like Enigmatic. He compares Enigmatic's personality to other people in his answers.
E. Fill in the blanks with the comparative forms of the words in parentheses. Example.
Enigmatic is smarter than Einstein.
Really? Is he helpful too?
Sure. He is more helpful than Robin Hood.
Wow! Is he outgoing?
Of course. He is more outgoing than Colin.
That's nice. Is he punctual?
Sure. He is more punctual than our English teacher.
Is he generous?
Yes. He is more generous than all of us.
Is he hardworking?
Yes, he is. Actually, he is more hardworking than you, Yasemin.
Yasemin stops smiling. She doesn't want a better student in class. She looks at Enigmatic. She is jealous of him. So Arda changes his answer.
Oh, sorry. Enigmatic is hardworking, but not more than you. No one is better than you, Yasemin. You are great.
Yasemin smiles again. She turns to Enigmatic.
It's nice to meet you, Enigmatic. Enigmatic, am I right? That's a different name. Where are you from?
I'm from Messier 87.
Messier 87? Where is it?
It's a galaxy. It is 53 million light years away.
Arda hits Enigmatic's leg and makes him stop talking. Later, he laughs.
Enigmatic is very funny. He always makes jokes, like this. He is from,
Arda thinks of a place to lie. Somewhere no other students know about. What can it be?
He is from Machu Picchu.
Yasemin looks surprised.
Machu Picchu? Isn't it an ancient city in Peru?
Arda doesn't know anything about Machu Picchu, but he must answer with a loud and confident voice.
Yes, it's a very old city. Enigmatic is a very famous name there.
At that moment, their English teacher, Ms. Brown, comes and they all go near her. Enigmatic stays at the back of them. Yasemin stands next to Arda.
Are you sure we can trust him, Arda? I can't explain it, but there's something weird about him.
Arda doesn't say anything for a few seconds. He thinks.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think we should give him a chance, Yasemin.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 145 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Collection page at the back of the book.